Welcome to the Baseball Analysis Podcast. This is coverage for games on June 2nd, 2022. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with a friend, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. You can leave us a review on one of those platforms or email us at baseballanalysispod@gmail.com. Today's podcast will include deep dives on Travis d'Arnaud, Jameson Taillon, and Jordan Walker. But first, we're going to look at the leaderboards for June 2nd. And first, for top exit velocity is Ryan McMahon at 113.4 miles per hour. Julio Rodriguez is in second at 111.6 miles per hour. Jonathan Schwoop in third at 111.6. Jorge Alfaro in fourth at 111.3. Nelson Cruz in fifth at 111.0 miles per hour. Top distance for the day belongs to Frank Schwindel with a 436-foot bomb. Ian Happ is in second with 422 feet. Daz Cameron is in third with 420 feet. Ozzie Albies in fourth with 417 feet. And Daz Cameron in fifth at 416 feet. Top pitch velocity belongs mostly to Johan Duran. He's in the number one and two spots, topping out at 101.5 miles per hour. Brusdar Gratterall is in third at 101.4 miles per hour. Johan Duran holds the four and five spots with 101.3 and 101.2 miles per hour. Sean Manaea has the most swing and misses on the night with a count of 16, and Ian Anderson is in second with a count of 15. Travis d'Arnaud went 3-for-5 with two home runs, six RBIs, and three runs scored in the Atlanta Braves' 13-6 win over Colorado at Coors Field. D'Arnaud had three hard-hit balls on the night, bringing his average to .262 on the season with an OPS of .747. D'Arnaud hasn't been as consistent in the month of May as he was in April. He's been doing well nonetheless, but the early parts of the month were a little tougher for him. He seems to be getting his mojo back. In the last 10 games, he's had 42 plate appearances, 11 hits. Three of those were doubles. He has three home runs, six runs scored, seven RBIs, a walk rate of 4.8%, a K rate of 16.7%. Averaging .275, slugging .575 with a weighted on base average of .380 and a WRC plus of .142. In the 10 games before that, he wasn't doing as hot. In 40 plate appearances, he had five hits. One was a double, one was a home run. He had three runs scored, five RBIs, a walk rate of just 2.5%, a K rate of 35.0%. He averaged .132, slugging .237, the weighted on base average of .187, and a WRC plus of just 13. So it looks like he's catching his spark again. Hopefully he is. Hopefully that game at Coors Field last night really gave him what he needs to get going again. On the season so far, he has 148 plate appearances, 37 hits, 19 runs scored, 6 home runs, 23 RBIs. Averaging .261, like I mentioned earlier, slugging .451 with a weighted on base average of .326, a WRC plus of .106, and a WAR of 1.2, surprisingly enough. D'Arnaud is in the bottom 2% of the league in terms of walk rate at 2.0%. He has been struggling the most against off-speed pitches that he's seeing 10.3% of the time. He has the highest whiff rate against those with a 40.0%. Breaking balls are his highest put-away pitch at 23.1%. He's also whiffing at a rate of 31.0% against those. Maybe this is what D'Arnaud needed to get going again. We'll see. I'd like to cover him again soon to check back in with you. Next is Jameson Taillon, who last night, I'm sure you heard, was very close to a perfect game. I covered Taillon in his last start on May 27th. I love seeing when someone is heating up and then they go out and post a kind of performance like this. But last night, through eight innings pitched, Taillon gave up one earned run, two hits, zero walks. He got five Ks on the night. This is his second two-hit, no-walk game in a row. Now you can see he does not have a high number of strikeouts. He's really letting his defense work, which is going to show that he's letting the ball get put in play, letting his team work behind him to help him out. Through 2022 so far, Taillon has a 6-1 record through 10 games played, 58.2 innings pitched, an ERA of 2.3, a WAR of 1.6, ground ball rate of 44.3%, a K rate of 19.2% and a walk rate of just 2.2%. His left on base percentage is very high at 81.0%. The Yankees ended up getting the win 2-1 against the Angels in New York last night, thanks to Tyone. He is in the top 1% in terms of walk rate in the league, top 9% in terms of chase rate in the league, 89th percentile in fastball spin, so top 11% in the league. Doing very well with a diversified pitch arsenal as well. He's throwing his four-seam fastball 33.3% of the time, his slider 17.2% of the time, curveball 14.1% of the time, cutter 14.1% of the time, sinker 12.9% of the time, changeup 8.4% of the time. His best put-away pitch is his curveball with a 23.1% put-away rate. He's throwing that pitch 14.1% of the time, like I mentioned. His highest whiff rate comes against his cutter with a 27.3% whiff rate. He's throwing that pitch 14.1% of the time as well. Good for Tyone. Hopefully he keeps it up. I'd love to see you guys do well, especially when we cover him in earlier podcasts. Next, we're going to cover Jordan Walker, a 20-year-old on the St. Louis Cardinals AA affiliate team. Third baseman, batting right, throwing right, stands 6'5", 220 pounds. Last night, his team ended up losing to the Seattle Mariners AA affiliate. Yet Walker ended up going 3-for-4 with a double, 2 home runs, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored, bringing his average to .321 on the year. He's slugging .543 with a weighted on base average of .431. His OBP is at .429 and his WRC plus is .148 so far on the year. He has a walk rate of 13.3%, a K rate of 23.0%. 6 home runs, 39 runs scored, 25 RBIs, and 11 stolen bases through 196 plate appearances. This is very impressive for the 20-year-old, especially since he has a contact rate of 72% in AA ball. He's currently ranked as the 4th prospect, according to RotoWire. In the last 10 games, he's batting .343 with 2 home runs, 10 runs scored, 6 RBIs, 7 walks, 12 hits overall through 44 plate appearances. And the 10 games before that, he was doing just as well, batting .341 with 3 home runs, 10 runs scored, 11 RBIs, 5 walks, 14 hits through 48 plate appearances. So pay attention to the name Jordan Walker. I'm interested to see how he continues doing throughout the year and how he rises through the ranks in the Major League organization. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with someone, subscribe to it on one of the platforms, leave us a review, or shoot us an email. In the meantime, enjoy baseball. I'll be back here tomorrow, and thank you for listening.